Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Welcome, 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 you guys, to my podcast, PJs and Prosecco. I know those of you listening can't see, but I just cheers you with some NA champagne over here. I am just so I'm so freaking excited. And I know that this has been a really long time coming. I have guested on so many people's different podcasts, and I always have such a blast sharing about everything from spiritual gifts to manifestation, mindset, hypnosis, all of the things. And I keep getting asked, when am I going to start my own podcast? And I feel like I have been like, not yet, not yet, not yet. And something just clicked for me here in the beginning of 2025. And I'm ready to take this rich witch next door energy, your spiritual bestie, and bring it to you weekly with this podcast. Because let's be real, ladies, we get really deep when we are drinking our Prosecco in our comfies and we're having all of the convos, right? So that is seriously what I'm bringing. The energy that you see from me all the time is coming here to you every Thursday. Ooh, I am so excited. So you guys, first, before I jump in to our very first episode, I just want to say thank you. Truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on this journey with me, for listening to this podcast, for subscribing, for reviewing, for sharing it. It truly means the world to me. And I would not be in this business and as fulfilled without each and every one of you. So whether you've been with me for years or you're just discovering this podcast, I am truly so honored to have you along the journey with me. And also, I'm really excited to just dive into the different topics that we're going to be talking about, because PJs and Prosecco, nothing is off limits. We are going to be really on a mission here in this podcast to bring modern spirituality and approachable woo to more people. That is our mission. It's to have those spiritual deep convos that you don't get anywhere else in a casual way, with PJs and Prosecco in hand. And my goal is to awaken your life fully and awaken all the lives and help all the women, including you, merge with your ideal self and dream life. Because your vision board doesn't need to be something off in the distance, put on a pedestal. We are bringing it into the here and now. And I'm even so much more excited that these episodes are coming out, because that means that you guys are in for a true treat. I know my babes here in Chicago, we've got our launch party. I am actually right now sipping on my toast, which is one of our brand partners for the launch. It's our NA champagne and rosé, and it's seriously so, so good. So I'm excited. I'm already having a little bit. We have to, right? Episode one, we need a little bubbles. And don't worry though, if you are like, shoot, I'm not in Chicago, I want to go to a launch party, you know I always have something special for everyone. And so not only are we going to have the amazing launch party, a very intimate affair here in Chicago for our launch May 29th, but we're also going to be doing a really special giveaway that I'm going to tell you about in the end, and you're not going to want to miss it, you guys, because it is epic. We don't go small in Rich Witch Land. Now, let's dive in though. I could keep talking about the launch party and all the different things, but that's not why we're here, episode one. let's get into the most common question I get asked when people find out I'm a psychic medium, because that really gets us to a place of how my whole journey started. And I feel like it really resonates with so many, and I know it'll resonate with you guys too. So that number one question I get asked comes because people say, what do you do? A very common question. Now, that's not the number one. Not the number one. Don't get it confused. But when people ask what I do, I tell them that I'm a spiritual coach. I combine mindset with approachable woo. I help women uncover and develop their spiritual gifts. I even have my own spiritual coaching certification, Awakened, which check it out if you have not heard of it, if you're new here. And also, I am a Reiki sound healer and a psychic medium. And psychic medium always pops out, I feel like, first and foremost. And I think what's so interesting about that is that the reason that it pops out, and I always thought I would get judged, by the way, when I told people I was a psychic medium, but instead I get so much curiosity around it. And I think that that actually stems from the fact that so many women especially are on the edge of something. They know they're spiritually gifted, but they have some limiting beliefs that are holding them back from really diving in and uncovering what that looks like. So when you have someone like me who confidently says, I'm a psychic medium, it's, ooh, interesting. Tell me more about that. And here's the number one question. Have you always known that you were a psychic medium? The number one question, have you always known? And there's a short and long answer. Short answer, yes. Yes, I have known my entire life, but I also didn't tell anyone. And to let you guys kind of in a little behind the scenes of my story, let's bring it back all the way to my first memories. So I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's why I'm so nice. And I actually grew up in a haunted house. And it's always fun growing up in a haunted house. We'll have an episode about that. Probably maybe around Halloween, we'll be talking about all those spooky ghost stories because you know I got some good ones. But for the purposes of episode one, we're going to talk about me growing up in this haunted house. So my spirit guides were my imaginary friends. Now, at the time, I did not know that they were my spirit guides. I didn't. I just thought that they were ghosts that lived in the house. But yeah, that's what they were. They were my imaginary friends. Now, I also grew up the youngest of four, and I grew up in a Catholic household. So being the youngest of four, a lot of times I was told I was dramatic, and I probably was. I'm still a little dramatic now. Who cares? And I was also told that it wasn't real, that what I was seeing or hearing or feeling or experiencing, like, oh, that's not real. And it wasn't in a negative way by any means, but I did take it that way. And also being Catholic, it was the devil, right? It was evil if I really actually had these gifts and these abilities to interact with the other side, which, spoiler alert, most kids, I would say all, experience their spiritual gifts when they're little because they don't have the culturally created narratives that are holding them back from their gifts. So anyways, what's really interesting about being the youngest of four and growing up Catholic and really feeling like that was a part of me that I needed to keep hidden was I also grew up in the time where we had the craft Sabrina the Teenage Witch. We had all of those amazing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, we had all those mystical, magical powerhouse women. And that actually really piqued my curiosity into the other side and my ability to communicate. I had a really, really good friend growing up. If she's listening to this, you know who you are. And we would get together and we would do seances, calling in the other side. Wild, because we definitely did not know what we were doing, but we did. We had fun with it. We had a plethora of different experiences with, you know, feeling that chill up your spine or seeing or hearing things. Her grandpa's house was super haunted, so slumber parties there were always wild. We would have wild experiences. We also played with the Ouija board. And in fact, with one of my brothers, I played with the Ouija board with him in my house that I grew up in. And I still remember the whatever that little thing is that moves around on the board, I still remember when we were asking a question and interacting with a spirit, it flying off the board. And my brother and I both being like, that was not us. And it was kind of scary. In fact, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Ouija boards, no thank you. They're not welcome in my home. I don't necessarily know that it's evil spirits that are coming through on a Ouija board, but I just know that if you aren't in control and understand boundaries with the other side, it can really allow some spirits that maybe aren't all super positive rainbows and things, which is the boundaries I have with the other side now. So I don't like to tempt fate. That's just a little side fun fact. Ouija boards, no thank you. If you have one, good for you. Just please make sure you're always saying only positive spirits coming in. Now, all of this was happening when I was in middle school, a very pivotal time for me. Gosh, maybe seventh, eighth grade. And I still remember one time doing a seance, and it was up in my bathroom. I was sharing my sister's room at the time. My friends and I were doing a seance in the bathroom because I always felt like there was so much spiritual activity. The bedroom was in the attic. I always felt like there was just a lot going on in the bathroom for some reason. And so we were doing the seance there. And what was really wild about it, you guys, I feel like I was going to save all my haunted ghost stories, but I'm going to tell you this one in episode one. We actually called in spirits and we were walking around in the dark. Up in the attic, there was a bedroom. There were also some like storage closets, which by the way are still freaky to me, even though my parents don't live in that house, but still freaky to me. And the bathroom. And my friend and I, after we had called in these spirits, were walking around. And we were walking through these pockets of just bone-chilling cold air. All of a sudden, we saw like a flashlight flashing in to the windows all the way up in the attic. Because this one's nighttime. We were looking down like, that's so weird. Who is shining flashlights up in here? Meanwhile, my parents are downstairs and someone's ringing the doorbell. She goes to the doorbell. Our entire security system for our house was going off. However, you couldn't hear it in the house, which if anyone has a security system, that's impossible. That thing is loud AF, right? So wild that they heard nothing. That was actually the police outside shining flashlights up in, trying to figure out if someone had broken in or what was going on in the house. Wild, truly wild. So of course, turned that off, said, no, everything is completely fine. We're all good. Like, it's a whole thing. But those are the type of experiences I was having with these seances and calling in these spirits, and whether they were, you know, maybe a little troublemakers or not. That's what I was doing. Now, what's really wild about it, you're probably like, wait, I'm already scared, is around the same time, my sister, who's the oldest of us four, was off at school at Madison, and we got a call in the middle of the night on October 27th that she had passed away. She passed away at school. She died from bacterial meningitis, and for me, getting woken up to that news, it was truly heartbreaking. But what it actually did is it created this vortex for me where I thought my spiritual gifts were evil. And I actually thought she died to save me because I was doing all these seances. I was doing Ouija board stuff. Like, I was calling in the devil. Okay, none of that is true. But I truly believed it. And I believed it so much that I decided from that point on, no more talking to the other side, no more playing around with this kind of stuff. And in fact, my gifts of being able to communicate with the other side, shut them down, lock them in a steel closet in my mind, in my body. It wasn't happening. And that's what I did. So my sister died when I was in eighth grade, and I lived that way into my 30s. So long time, like 20 plus years of really keeping a part of myself completely hidden from myself, from others, from all of that. And it's really hard to explain fully, except for to say that I wasn't ready. I actually was scared because of the experiences that I was having at the time. So for me, hiding my spiritual gifts and pretending like they didn't exist just felt like the right move, the right next step, whatever you want to call it. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't have more experiences happen. I did. I had a lot of experiences happen, of course, in the house as I was growing up, when I was away at college, in my adulthood. But I want to take you guys to another pivotal part of my story in the Have You Always Known That You Were a Psychic Medium? And that actually takes me to my adult life when I was able to actually drink alcohol. So when I would drink alcohol, my walls and barriers that had kept my gifts hidden would come down in certain situations. And in fact, I remember a time in Chicago, I had maybe been here, I don't know, a year, maybe two. I was at a New Year's party and this girl was standing next to me. And I so distinctly knew that her dad was standing next to me. And I asked her, "Did your dad pass away?" And she said, "Yes. How did you know that?" And I was like, "This is so weird. But I think he's standing next to me. I think he has a message for you." And I delivered the message and it was beautiful and it was amazing and it was all these different things. But that was starting to happen more and more and more when I was here in Chicago. And what I didn't realize until later was this was actually my spirit team prepping me for my really big major spiritual awakening. My spiritual awakening, the biggest one that I had, actually happened in 2020. It was a wild ride, 2020, right, for all of us. But for me, it actually really cracked me wide open. And that's because the other side wouldn't let me stay asleep anymore. It was, wake up. We need you to activate others. We need you to hold space. We need you to help develop all of these other spiritually curious babes. And I was actually living with my parents at the time. And I felt like there were things going bump in the night. Also during the day, though, I would be walking through my parents' house, which not the same house I grew up in. They moved when I was in college. Anyways, I was walking through their house and I would feel like something was like looking at me or something was, you know, that feeling you have when you're like, something is there, someone is there. What is that? Freaky stuff, you guys. And I was getting woken up in the middle of the night, almost every night, actually getting woken up in the middle of the night. And in fact, one time I was on the computer and my parents' house has these speakers in it that surround sound, all of its, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden they all started going off like, wah, wah, wah. And my parents were like, "What is that?" I was like, "I think it's me." And it was. It was me. It was the spirit team being like, "Hello, why aren't you talking with us? What's going on?" Luckily for me, I had spiritual mentors come into my path right away. I discovered Reiki. And for me, that was a really, gosh, such an insane experience because it was the first time that I was actually able to almost like travel to the other side, if you will. If you've never experienced Reiki, you really should get in on it with me. It's truly, truly magical. But anyways, I digress. So it allowed me to go to a place where I could interact with the other side and where I felt safe, secure, and like I was in control. And those spiritual mentors also, for me, were so amazing because they taught me boundaries. They taught me that I'm in control. I'm the one who says if we're communicating or not. And that's the main thing, is it's actually not scary when you're developing your spiritual gifts if you have someone who can help guide you in a way that's going to make you feel safe and make you feel secure. That's really what it's all about, right? The reason we're scared of our spiritual gifts is because we don't know what to expect. And we hear all those horror stories of like things bump in the night and we don't want to experience it. That doesn't have to happen if you have the right mentor who can help you to set those boundaries with the other side. From there, it really just blossomed me open in a way of exploring my psychic gifts using oracle cards and tarot cards and asking for signs and getting into different spiritual courses and masterminds and really diving in. And the thing is, at the same time, I was building a business. I was building my coaching business, called myself a success coach. Does anyone even know what that means? I don't. Anywho, I was able to recognize that I had a really powerful gift of being able to transform women's lives. And in order to show them and almost spotlight areas where they were holding themselves back, I really felt like I wanted to get certified and I wanted to understand mindset even deeper, because if I'm going to help women transform, I need to know what I'm doing. So I went and got certified. My mentor, Amanda, she's so amazing. I got certified by her in the Credential Coach School. I went practitioner level. A year later, I did master. And I was able to get certified not only in coaching and how to hold space and ask thoughtful questions, I was able to get certified in NLP, which, think of that as subconscious reprogramming, hypnosis, getting certified in time techniques, which are so amazing. It's healing your timeline. EFT tapping, breath work. I even got certified in the Akashic Records through a program she did with one of my spiritual mentors, Pam. Shout out to Pam getting me into those Akashic Records. If you're like, I don't know what those are, don't worry. We're going to go deep into those in this podcast. It was through that certification that I actually stepped out as the Rich Witch Next Door. I rebranded. I stepped into my spiritual gifts fully, because at the time I was developing my spiritual gifts, but I kept them hidden. And I was essentially a beautiful storefront with a constant close sign. And I was not sharing my magic unless you were already in my programs. Then, and only then, would I let you in that I had these magical gifts of intuitive card pulls and Reiki. I didn't even really go into the mediumship part of it. I just kind of kept it, I guess, a little more surface level, if you will. So when I got certified, though, I finally realized that I had fears around my spiritual gifts. I had fear of abandonment, fear of judgment, fear of worthiness. Would someone even pay me for my spiritual gifts and to help them develop theirs? Yes, they do. Yes, yes, they do, because it's so needed and it's so powerful. And I think what was even bigger for me in that experience is not only stepping into myself fully, the authentic me, the spiritual coach, but it also allowed me to recognize that I was getting all of these certifications in the mindset piece of it. And then I was getting all the certifications in the spiritual realm, from Reiki all the way up to Holy Fire Karuna Reiki Master and Teacher, the Akashic Records, all of these different modalities. And I had to do it in separate places. So for me, it really came down to, in this part of my journey, of if I'm a psychic medium and I'm going to confidently tell people, yes, like I've always been one, here I am, hear me roar, then I need to create a space where women can also have the same. And they don't have to fear their psychic mediumship or any spiritual gifts or energetics ever again. And that includes combining mindset with spiritual gift development. No more doing it separate. No more finding different mentors. So many hours, so much money. We're doing it all in Rich Witch Land. And that's what you're going to experience on this podcast with me too, is we're going to be tackling all of it, because you really can't have one without the other. You can't. It's why I kept my gifts hidden. Even when I was starting to say, okay, yes, I'm a psychic medium, I was only telling people closetedly. I was only telling clients after they already were working with me. And by the way, that was some of their favorite parts of working with me, was the energetics, which is so cool. And that just showed me so much more that when people ask me and they're curious about, have I always known I'm a psychic medium? What is it like being a psychic medium? And how on earth did you make that into your business? Then, and only then, is that going to allow them to do the same. And you know what, you guys, now when I tell people I'm a spiritual coach and I help women uncover and develop their spiritual gifts with that approachable wound mindset, the thing I get told now is, oh my God, I need you. Oh my gosh, where have you been? I feel like I was meant to cross your path. And there's a reason that you've all found me here too. And that's exactly why. Because I am here to hold that space for you. I am here to ignite and activate and awaken your spiritual gifts once and for all. All right, that's going to wrap for us episode one, you guys. Wow. I feel like we really covered a lot of ground in that. If you thought you knew me, now you really do. That's a wrap on today's episode, but before you go, I've got something extra special for you. To celebrate the launch of PJs and Prosecco, I'm hosting a special giveaway. And yes, it includes your chance to win cash money or an exclusive chance to work with me one-on-one. All you have to do is subscribe, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, or go ahead and give me a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you're listening. And then share your favorite episode from week one that's dropping on May 29th to your Instagram stories and tag me, The Rich Witch Next Door. You can go ahead and click the link in the show notes. It will remind you of all of those steps you need to take, along with a form just to let me know you've entered. And then boom, you're done. Winners will be drawn on 6-6. It's my way of saying thank you for being part of this magical community from the very beginning. So chill the Prosecco, charge the crystals, because we're not done yet. I'll see you back here next week as we dive in deeper together.